From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. New Orleans has had a big 2025. The city hosted the Super Bowl, and Mardi Gras season is especially long this year, stretching all the way into March. But the terrorism attack in the city's French Quarter on New Year's Day has businesses worried what will happen to the tourism they rely on. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports that, for now, the tourists are still coming.
For most retail stores across the country, Christmas is king. It's the time when they sell the most stuff and make the most cash. The exception is New Orleans.
Mardi Gras is the bigger holiday, which is crazy, right?
Is it a close second or not even close?
I would say not even close.
Lauren Haydell is the owner of Flirty Girl. It's a New Orleans t-shirt company that's grown to include 9 different stores across Louisiana and Mississippi. She says the hot item this year is pairing Taylor Swift with just about anything, really.
Taylor Swift, are you ready for it? And we have a king cake. I mean, you make Taylor Swift a part of Mardi Gras, and they've eaten it up this year.
How has traffic been during this first few weeks of the year?
I would say it's like it typically is. The French Quarter has been especially quiet.
The French Quarter is the big tourist spot in New Orleans, packed with bars, jazz, and Cajun cooking. It's also where a man drove a truck through a crowd on New Year's Day, killing 14 people.
That was 2 blocks from our store. Like 2 blocks and Bourbon Street. Like people out on celebrating the New Year. They weren't doing anything wrong.
Research shows that terrorism attacks do lead to a drop in tourism. But that question is always by how much, because it could vary a lot. The first major test for New Orleans was the Sugar Bowl. It was held the day after the attack and sent some mixed signals. On the rough side, it was the smallest crowd in Sugar Bowl history. On the other, 57,000 fans still attended, despite the fears and logistical pain from the game being delayed by a day. The second major test was whether or not people would still come to New Orleans or change their plans and avoid the city. Lauren Haydell says so far, the visitors have still showed up, at least to her store.
And one lady was like, of course I'm coming. I know how New Orleans is. Y'all are hosts. Like, you're going to welcome us no matter what. And it was like, yes, thank you. You know, we want you to still keep your trip.
New Orleans has historically been the place for a good time, legal or not. One new business in the French Quarter is the Storyville Museum, honoring the city's former red light district. Klaus Sadlier owns the museum and documents the city's many vices, from prostitution to gambling.
Poker was invented in the city.
Poker was invented in New Orleans.
It was a French game called Pourquoi.
So you're really making sure New Orleans gets credit for all the good sins.
All the good sins, right? Then we have a section here of peep show machines, which I think...
Sadlier says his new museum is still growing, despite the worries after the attack. In fact, he had his second busiest weekend up to that point in January.
I don't think it's as dire as we felt it was going to be, but certainly the mood is not what it is.
He says if there's a lesson to take from Storyville at this moment, it's that New Orleans has always been a place where visitors and residents come together no matter the circumstances.
It's a city that rallies around its people and has a good time. It doesn't take things too seriously.
But I mean, I agree with you about...
Ellie Rand does public relations for the French Quarter Management District. She says people outside New Orleans have also been rallying around the city.
I know 30 people every year that come in from out of town. No one's canceled their trip.
No, nobody's canceled.
No one's canceled.
Now, there may have been some cancellations for the Super Bowl. About 65,000 seats were filled, about 10,000 shy of capacity. But the city's still selling it as a success. Moving on, test number 3 is whether or not conventions are staying the course.
Hey, how are you?
It's
good to see you.
Walt Leger is the CEO of New Orleans & Company, which represents the city's tourism industry. He was about to head into an event for the National Auto Dealers Association. 22,000 visitors were there just a couple weeks after the attack. Leger says conventions like this one are sticking with New Orleans.
No events have been canceled. No meetings have been canceled. What our hotel community is telling me is that they actually have better attendance than they had projected.
Lauren Haydell is happy that cancellations seem to be a non-factor. But her bigger concern is about what happens after Mardi Gras. And that is the fourth test. Will people make new plans to come to New Orleans?
The people that are visiting now probably had their plans booked before it happened. Pretty soon, we're going to be looking at people who are choosing to come here after this happened and making their flights and travel arrangements after the fact. Will they still do that? I don't know. I hope so. And if you're listening, please still come because we're ready to show you a good time.
One way tourism industries bounce back after an attack is by demonstrating that it's still a safe place to visit. The New Orleans police say by that standard, Super Bowl weekend went better than expected. though two people were injured in the stabbing in the French Quarter. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.